Nayef Salha wants to build a camp on his property. It's east of Roscommon in a quiet rural area. And his neighbors like it that way. Quiet. Most of them are against the proposal, and a number of them say the proposal is just confusing. At the meeting, Salha didn't explain who the camp would serve, and he wasn't even sure when the camp would operate.
I figured 3, 4, 5, maybe 2 months. Let's call it 2 months.
The reason Salha gave for wanting to open the camp was to help pay for taxes and upkeep on his property. Not everyone came to the meeting to talk about noise and pollution. Carol Sappington has other concerns.
Well, they say that there's an ISIS group in every state, and I think that there needs to be some surveillance to make sure this isn't an ISIS development.
James Allen suggested Salha's camp has no place in their community.
This is a white culture community, predominantly a Christian community. And I think we as citizens have a right to know if this is a satanic church going in here, if it's Pentecostal, Muslim, whatnot.
No, please, we don't want to get into any religion in that.
That was the chairman of the Planning Commission responding to Allen. Salha had an attorney at the meeting, Tim Friel. Friel made it clear that they were ready to sue if the board showed any prejudice against his client.
I'm asking this commission carefully to evaluate what your position is and what your jurisdiction is, and that is not to panhandle to what is basically bigotry. And I'm sorry. No, I'm not. What is ignorance-inspired speculation?
Publicly, the commission has said the fact that Salha is Muslim will play no role in their decision-making process. Toward the end of the meeting, Salha himself addressed the room. He faced the audience to make his appeal with his back to the planning commissioners.
Come on up here.
Salha brought his wife, children, and grandchildren to the front of the room to stand with him while he spoke.
This is my family. This is my oldest son. I raised him, and he chose to be Christian. So I have never one time in my whole entire life asked him to turn to be Muslim.
Then Salha turned to his daughter, who was wearing a headscarf with pink and white designs.
This one chose to wear a scarf. I supported her. I am an open-minded Muslim. ISIS have killed more Muslims than any other organization. I hate ISIS and I hate what they stand for. It helps everybody understand that not all Muslims are the same. There's bad Muslims. Of course there's bad, and I don't blame any of you at all for worrying and for being concerned.
One woman stood up to apologize on behalf of her local township for the discriminatory comments made. Her apology received loud applause. The Planning Commission will take another month to inspect the property and consider restrictions for the camp proposal. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.